जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 निश्चय गौर हरिबल 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 विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राज आचार्यष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमात अभय चरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य डिवाइन ग्रेस श्री प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय श्री श्री राधा माधव सत्य वृंद सुमन महाप्रभु की श्री श्री पंचतत्व की नृसिंहदेव प्रहलाद महाराज की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की हरिनाम संकीर्तन की श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंद ऑल ग्लोरी सुदास असेंबली बॉडी ऑल ग्लोरी सुदास असेंबली बॉडी ऑल ग्लोरी सुदास असेंबली बॉडी ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु अन गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री प्रभुपाद ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजनशलाकया चक्षुषुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयंरूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं नमं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्पदशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरूभश्च कृपा सिन्धुभयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरतिष्ठे नमः नीलाचल निवासाय नित्याय परमात्मने बलभद्र सुभद्रभ्यं जगन्नाथाय ते नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्ध दीनबन्ध जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसितदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे मुखम करोति वाचलम् पंगुलम् यत्पातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुदत्तारिणं परमानंद माधवं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमो विष्णुप्रदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताका स्वामिनीति नामने नमो आचार्यपादाय नितायकृपादायिनि गौरकथाधामदाय नवरग्रामधारिणि Hare Krishna. So from yesterday, by Radhesham Prabhu, we have started the discussion on the topic about Lord Jagannath, because Ratha Yatra festival is coming very near, 24th of June. So to have the proper mood, so discuss for a few days till 24th of June, so that we can imbibe the mood of Lord Jagannath. So it's very, very important for the Gaudiya Vaishnavas to know Lord Jagannath from different angles, because people have different concepts. But Srila Prabhupada, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our previous acharyas, have given a very unique concept and understanding about Lord Jagannath. So generally the Lord is showing his opulence, Aishwarya Bhav, in Vaikuntha planets and also in Dwaraka, and Krishna in Vrindavan is exhibiting the sweetness, Madhurya Bhav, and Sriman Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is exhibiting the Udarya Bhav in Navadvip Dham. But Lord Jagannath, the form of Lord Jagannath is very unique. In his form, he is simultaneously exhibiting the mood of opulence, mood of sweetness, and Audarya Bhav together. And we'll try to analyze how Jagannath is exhibiting these three moods, which are generally present in different forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But when Krishna assumed this form as Lord Jagannath, he exhibits these three bhavs: Aishwarya Bhav, Madhurya Bhav, and Audarya Bhav. Generally, Dwaraka Dham exhibits opulence, Vrindavan exhibits Madhurya, sweetness, Mayapur exhibits Audarya Bhav. But Jagannath Puri, as Lord Jagannath, has these three qualities at the same time. Therefore, Jagannath Puri Dham is divided into three sections, where Lord Jagannath in his deity form resides in the temple, Nilachal, that is non-different from Dwaraka. And when Jagannath goes to Sundarachal, Gundicha temple, that area is non-different from Vrindavan. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu resided in Jagannath Puri after he took sannyas, that area, Gambhira, Siddha Bakul, the shore of the sea, that area is non-different from Mayapur. So Jagannath Puri Dham at the same time exhibits this three mood at the same time. So Lord Jagannath, he exhibits his opulence, that very prominent, nothing to be elaborately discussed, that his worship is accepted as the most gorgeous worship available in the whole universe. The way he eats, all the time he is eating, all the time, because it's a benediction. Indradumna Maharaj, he said that you cannot have your hand dry. All the time your hand will be wet. Throughout the whole day, Jagannath always eats. He loves to eat and he eats constantly. Very opulent. The way his food is cooked, the way it is offered, is all highly opulent. His dresses, the way his worship is done in Jagannath Puri temple, is unimaginable. And what type of opulence Lord Jagannath has? He has generally has three bhandars. Only one bhandar is open. One room is open. Other two rooms cannot be open. So the quantity of jewelries, the dresses, I don't know. you have any idea about that or not, is unimaginable opulences are there in Jagannath Puri temple. So in that way he is exhibiting the mood of Dwaraka, the king of Dwaraka, royal worship. So in that mood Lord Jagannath is there in the temple of Jagannath Puri temple, and he is exhibiting his opulences, and that is the most prominent feature of Lord Jagannath. People are attracted by that. But our Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they are not so much attracted by the opulence of Krishna. So therefore when Mahaprabhu used to go to the temple of Lord Jagannath, he did not see Lord Jagannath as Lord Jagannath. He saw Lord Jagannath as Shyamasundar in Vrindavan. So who is Lord Jagannath? Lord Jagannath is Krishna himself. But his form, people may say, is incomplete form. He does not have hand, does not have leg. So you say, what kind of God is this? If your God does not have hand, your God does not have leg, and peculiar eyes. So how come this is God? But we have to understand and realize, we'll try to understand today how this form of Lord Jagannath is the super complete, the most complete form of Krishna in Vrindavan. So generally yesterday we had the story from Radhasyam Prabhu that how Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna in Dwaraka exhibited his form as Lord Jagannath. But today I'll try to explain a story, very confidential story, generally is unknown, maybe you know, is really unknown to the devotees in general. The form of Lord Jagannath was not manifested only in Dwaraka. The form of Krishna as Lord Jagannath was manifested in Vrindavan. So we'll try to explain that story and mood of Ratha Yatra as it was experienced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. So as Gauriya Vaishnavas, while we do Ratha Yatra, we should have that mood. So Krishna is in two forms in Jagannath Puri. Krishna as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in mood of separation from Krishna. He is in Krishna Viraha. Krishna in the mood of Radharani, he is crying out for Krishna. And same Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath is crying out for Srimati Radharani. He is in the mood of separation from Radharani. One Krishna in the form of Mahaprabhu is hankering to see Krishna as Shyamasundar in Vrindavan. And same Krishna in the form of Lord Jagannath is hankering to see Srimati Radharani. So two crying forms of Krishna is crying for Radha and Krishna. Very unique. So Krishna left Vrindavan, stayed few years in the Mathura, then he went to Dwaraka. And he was acting like a king. But in his internal mood, he is always thinking of Vrindavan. Mainly, he is always thinking of the gopis and Srimati Radharani. And the queens sometimes hear that Krishna is chanting, Gopi Gopi, Radhe Radhe. So they could not understand why he says like this. So one day, Krishna was chanting loudly, Radhe, 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 and Gopi, Gopi, then he fainted. He fainted. So, when he was fainted, next to him was Narada Muni and Uddhava. They saw that Krishna got fainted. But they knew, because they are the pure devotees of the Lord, they know something very unique will take place now. So by that time Balaram also came. Then they were discussing, what to do now? Action plan, ishtagosti. They are doing ishtagosti, what to do with Krishna. So then, Uddhava said that this is very simple, because why he is painting? Because of the separation from Radharani. If Narad Muni plays Bina and glorifies Srimati Radharani, then Krishna will wake up. Very simply. So okay, no problem. But Narad Muni says, I don't have any problem playing Bina and glorify Srimati Radharani. But as soon as Krishna will wake up, because he is mad in love for Radharani, he will run away from Dwaraka and go to Vrindavan. And if he goes to Vrindavan, because all the residents of Vrindavan, their situation are precarious. They are almost dying in separation of Krishna. And if Krishna goes there and sees the situations of Vrajavasis like that, then he will leave his body and we cannot get him back. So, we should have some plan. So before Krishna goes to Vrindavan, somebody else should go in advance. And to inform the Vrajavasis that Krishna is coming, you should try to become normal before Krishna comes. So okay, it's a good plan. Then who will go? So they decided, Uddhava, you are a good messenger, you should go. So Uddhava said, okay, you are the senior devotees, you are telling me. I don't have any problem to go there. But I have a problem. Because previously, while I was in Mathura, I was instructed by Krishna to go to Vrindavan. So I went there and stayed for 3 months. Krishna sent me to console the Vrajavasis, mainly the gopis of Vrindavan. So when I went to Vrindavan to console, so what I will console? They are crying out for Krishna, that is perfection of our life. So I cannot say, no, don't cry for Krishna, because crying out for Krishna is the goal of our life. So, generally if you cry for your relatives, then I can say, relatives are temporary, don't cry. If someone has taken birth, they are bound to die, jatrasuhi dhruvam mrityum, you can preach to them. But they are not crying for their relatives, they are crying for Krishna. That is the perfection of our spiritual life. So, I could not console them and I prayed and I told, cry more for Krishna. But I told the gopis and Yashodama that I will tell Krishna to come very soon. After I came back, I told Krishna to go to Vrindavan, but he never went. See, again if I go there and tell them Krishna is coming, then they will not believe. They will tell, you are a liar. You told also before that Krishna will come. He never came. So you are telling again. So you are a liar. So therefore I should not go. So okay, understandable argument. They accepted. Then, so who will go? Then Balaram. So Balaram said, okay, I can go, but I have the same problem like Uddhava. I also went to Vrindavan before and stayed there for 2 months and I tried to console Mother Yashoda and I guaranteed her that after I go back, because Krishna is my little brother, whatever I say, he listens to me. So I'll tell Krishna that please come to Vrindavan. So I gave my words to Mother Yashoda. But what happened, after I came back to Dwaraka, I am telling so many times to Krishna, go to Vrindavan. He always says, okay, I will go. But he never went. So if I go again, then how I can show my face to Mother Yashoda? And they will tell, you are a liar. So that's why I should not go. Then they are, what to do then? Then suddenly, Subhadra Devi came. So Subhadra Devi said, okay, you are in problem, I want to help you out. So I will go. Anyway, that I am a girl, if I talk to the gopis and tell that, these men are crooked, so they told lies, so I will not tell, they will have faith in my words. I will sit on the lap of Mother Yashoda and try to console her. And I will talk to the gopis very nicely that Krishna is coming. So definitely they will have faith in my words. It's a good argument. They have all agreed. Then, when Krishna was fainted, they had made arrangement that as soon as Krishna will wake up, they have to go. to Vrindavan. So they have arranged a chariot. And they told Daruk to prepare the chariot. So Daruk was ready. So now Subhadra will go. So they need also a chariot. So her chariot is also ready to go. Then Balaram said that anyway, I really love Vrindavan. So problem will be taken care of by Subhadra. So why not I also go? So problem will be taken care of by her. So and she is my sister. She should not go alone. So I should also accompany her. So I will go also. So okay. Then Balaram chariot is also prepared and ready. So first Balaram's chariot, then Subhadra's chariot, and they will go. And Krishna's chariot will go at the end. So therefore people will ask, Krishna is God, but your chariot, Jagannath's chariot at the end, why? Jagannath's chariot should be at the front. But this is the concept. Why? Balaram's chariot is at the beginning, then Subhadra's chariot, then the chariot of Lord Jagannath, Lord Krishna. So then Balaram and Subhadra went to Vrindavan to console the gopis, console the Brajavasis. But as soon as they have reached the border of Vrindavan Dham, as soon as they saw the situation of the Brajavasis, they stand like this. They could not move. And they started exhibiting the ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead. And their bodies, limbs, mainly the legs, hands, started entering into the body. The eyes get dilated. So they stand like this and fell down on the ground of Vrindavan. So that is the form of Subhadra and Baladev. There, what's the situation? By seeing the love of the Brajavasis for Krishna, they could not control themselves and they got fainted and unconscious, lying on the land of Vrindavan. So, the situation in Vrindavan is, Radharani is there. Radharani is in Nidhuvan. And because of separation from Krishna, she is almost dying. And the gopis are testing whether Radharani is alive or not. They are putting cotton on the nostrils of Srimati Radharani and checking whether she is breathing or not. Almost dying. So news got spread all over Vrindavan that Radharani is dying within a short period of time. So Radharani has three prominent enemies in Vrindavan. Not enemies, but rivalries. One is Chandravali, second is Kutila, and third one is Abhimanyu, her husband. So first, Abhimanyu came to Srimati Radharani. And Abhimanyu came and offered obeisances to Srimati Radharani, took the dust from a lotus feet and put on his hand, and bathed the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani with his tears, and started praying to Srimati Radharani. Telling Radharani that I am so unfortunate that I could not touch your body. I cannot touch your body because this body belongs to Krishna. Although I am externally married to you, but you are not married to me. The shadow form, just like Sita Devi, was kidnapped by Ravan. That was not real Sita Rani. The shadow Sita Rani was kidnapped by Ravana. In the same way, when I got married to you, by the arrangement of Yogamaya, I got married to your shadow form. Real form got married to Krishna. Your real husband is Krishna. But Krishna wanted to release the Parakya Bhav, Parakya Rasa. So Yogamaya has arranged like that, and externally I got married to you. But today my life is successful. I got the dust from your lotus feet, and I am fortunate today. And whatever I have done to you, please forgive me for that. In that way, everyone knows. Get forgiveness from Srimati Radharani. Then Kutila came. So Kutila always, she is very proud. And she thinks all the gopis of Vrindavan are prostitutes. Why? Because they are having husbands, but they always go to Krishna.
That's why he always declares all the gopis of Vrindavan, they are prostitutes, and Radharani is the greatest prostitute. And only first lady in Vrindavan is me, because I don't go to Krishna. Sulila was very proud. So then, by the arrangement of Jogamaya, he is telling that Sulila is telling to Radharani. And she was begging forgiveness also. One day Krishna was exhibiting a Jara Lila. He was having fever and no medicines could cure him. He is telling that I will give up everything, take sannyas, and people are very scared, what to do? There is no medicine is working to cure the fever. So Krishna said, there is one medicine. If you can bring that medicine to me, then my fever will be cured. What is that medicine? The medicine is, if there is any chaste lady in Vrindavan, so tell her to take a pot with hundreds of holes in that pot and go to Jamuna and bring water, and while bringing water, one drop of water should not fall through that pot. So who will go? So only chaste lady is Kutila. So Kutila went with that pot. As soon as he took the water, all the water fell because hundreds of holes. Then who will go? Then they decided, okay, Radharani should go. So Radharani went to Mother Jamuna, prayed to her, and then took water, and not a single drop of water fell through those holes of the pot. And she brought that water to Krishna, and that water is used, and Krishna's fever was cured. And by that, Krishna established the most chaste lady in Vrindavan is Srimati Radharani. In that way Krishna established he was the chaste lady. So my pride was crushed by the arrangement of Krishna in Jogamaya. So please forgive me for that. Then Chandravali came. Chandravali in Vrindavan there are two types of gopis. Two moods. It's a left mood, Bhamabhav and Danabhav. There are two kinds of moods. Radharani's mood is Krishna is mine. Mamata Bhav. But the Chandravali's mood, I am Krishna's. So two different. But Krishna is most attracted by the mood of Srimati Radharani. So Chandravali is telling that. He is telling that I know sometimes Krishna comes to my kunja and you become very angry. Radharani gets very angry when Krishna goes to the kunja of Chandravali. But while Krishna is with me, he always thinks of yourself. And why he comes to me? To increase your mood. Your leftist mood, he wants that should be increased. And that is increased when Krishna comes to me. But actually Krishna does not love me. He always thinks of yourself because he loves you the most. And in that way, Chandravali was glorifying Srimati Radharani. This is the scene in Madhuban in Vrindavan. No, Nidhuban in Vrindavan. Now, the camera switches to Dwaraka. In Dwaraka, what happens? Balaram and Subhadra left Dwaraka, and what they are doing? They are fainted and lying down unconscious on the dust of Brajabhumi. So after they left, then Narad Muni started playing Veena, glorifying Srimati Radharani. As soon as he heard the names of Srimati Radharani, then he woke up and he is in Vrindavan mood and he is asking, where is my flute? And he is running here and there, maybe the gopis have stolen my flute. And then he saw Uddhava. He is asking, Uddhava, what you are doing in Vrindavan? Then he saw Narad Muni. So Narad Muni here also. Then he came to realize that he is not in Vrindavan, he is in Dwaraka. So the both of them, Uddhava and Narad Muni said, I knew that you will be mad in love of Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan, and you will be mad to go to Vrindavan. So that's why we have set up the chariot for you. Chariot is ready. You can go to Vrindavan. So now Krishna, when he woke up, he is like a drunkard man, mad in the love of Srimati Radharani and Vrindavan, Vrajavasi. So, and he is just like a madman like this. He is coming and Uddhava and Narada Muni is carrying him to the chariot from the palace. So that is when we do Ratha Jatra, that is called Pandu Vijay, Kohandi Vijay in Orisha. So in that Pandu Vijay, what we do, Krishna in the palace, in the temple of Dwaraka, and he is mad, he is drunkard in the love of Srimati Radharani, and we take like this, Krishna comes like this, Jagannath. So because it happened in Dwaraka, the first time when that Ratha Jatra took place, and Krishna was brought to the chariot, and he started for Vrindavan. So Krishna came to Vrindavan, and by the arrangement of Yogamaya, Purnamasi, he just went exactly where Radharani is lying down in Yaduvan. So as soon as he reached there, Krishna saw Srimati Radharani lying down like that. By seeing Radharani in that condition, he started exhibiting the ecstatic symptoms, and his eyes got dilated, the body's limbs, the hands, legs got shrunk and entered into the body, and he felt unconscious. That is the form of Jagannath, Krishna. In separation of Radharani, he is fainting, just like unconscious man is lying down. So what happened? Then the air was flowing and touching the body of Krishna and carrying the aroma of Krishna's body and enter into the nostrils of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani's sense is very sensitive. As soon as he gets that smell, he understands Krishna is there. So as soon as she got that, she woke up and saw Krishna is there. So then she told, to make the story a little short, time is limited. So then she told Lalita Vishakha to wake up Krishna. So what is the medicine to wake up Krishna? They started glorifying Srimati Radharani. And as soon as he heard the glories of Srimati Radharani, he woke up. So the situation now, Radharani and Krishna face to face. So then all the gopis, they organized, because Nidhuvan, they generally do pastimes at night. So they have pastimes at night, then in the morning they had Mangala Arati, then they all disappeared. So then in that time, Krishna said, this form of Lord Jagannath, and in that form, I reside eternally in Nilachal Dham. So very important lessons to all of us. This is the history of Ratha Jatra for the Gauriya Vaishnavas. That is the mood. What is the mood? Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra, in ecstatic love from Vrindavan and the Brajavasis, they are going from Dwaraka to Vrindavan. And the form of Jagannath is the form in separation of Radharani. And in separation of Radharani, Krishna is exhibiting the ecstatic symptoms in his body. And that is the super complete form of Madhurya Bhav of Krishna in Vrindavan. So therefore, form of Krishna as Jagannath is not form of opulence. It is the most perfect form of the sweetness of Krishna in Vrindavan, in mood of separation from Srimati Radharani. So in that way, Lord Jagannath in the form is exhibiting the sweetness, and he is also exhibiting his Audharya Bhav. There are different ways he is exhibiting his mercy. Generally, Kali Yuga people, they don't like to come to the temples. They are very lazy in spiritual practice. So in Kali Yuga, people are very lazy into spiritual practice. Even if there are temples, they don't go to the temples. So therefore, Lord has to come out from the temple to give darshan to the conditioned souls. And through Ratha Yatra, Lord Jagannath is exhibiting that mercy. And it is stated that if one sees Lord Jagannath on the chariot, he never takes birth again in this material world. That is the statement of Purana. So merciful form of the Lord. So therefore Srila Prabhupada started this Ratha Yatra festival all over the world, so that people from any
sector, from any state of life, by seeing the Lord Jagannath on the chariot, get a chance to take part in spiritual practice and get liberated in this life. So this is the merciful nature of Lord Jagannath, and His mercy is exhibited through Ratha Yatra festival. Another mercy, I'll end with that, with a story. So generally, Kali Yuga people, to practice different austerities is very difficult. Therefore, there is no austerity given in this age. So the austerity of this age is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the austerity. So Mahaprabhu started 64 rounds to be chanted every day. And he said, those who don't chant 64 rounds, I don't take food cooked by them. That was the standard of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, those who don't chant 64 rounds, they are not human beings. So that was the standard. So somehow Prabhupada understood that we are not qualified to be human beings also. So therefore he has to reduce the standard. So he made from 64 to 16 rounds. And that is also difficult for us. Very difficult. Some devotees are telling, Prabhupada has given everything very nice except the 16 rounds. Very difficult. And he said, I have given 16 rounds, that is at least 16 rounds, not maximum 16 rounds. So we take it as maximum. As soon as 16 rounds is finished, my life is successful. That he is going to want to see the beat bag anymore for that day. So, 16 rounds, what Prabhupada said, we should chant these 16 rounds very sincerely. Sincerely means in the association of devotees, and at a stretch, try to finish 16 rounds at a stretch. If you cannot do that, maybe the most of the rounds should be chanted at a stretch. Otherwise, chanting cuts and pieces, 2 rounds now, 4 rounds now, and during that day, chanting does not become attentive, because mind is not so much focused. Chanting needs a lot of focus of the mind, because in Kali Yuga, mind is very restless, at least in during the early hours. In the Brahma Muhurta time, mind somehow little bit in the mode of goodness. As soon as sun rises, mind become very much passionate and finding out different options to work. So before that thing happens, we should focus our mind in chanting of the holy name of the Lord. So chanting is also very difficult. So Jagannath is giving more mercy. Prabhupada said that Kali Yuga people like to eat. Annakato pran. In Kali Yuga, people like to eat. In previous Yugas, people were not fond of eating. We are discussing Dhruva Maharaj austerity. And Dhruva Maharaj austerity, if you hear, 6 months he achieved Krishna. So first month, what he used to eat? He used to eat once in 3 days, fruits and berries. Once in 3 days, for 1 month. Then second month, once in 6 days, he used to eat the dry grasses and leaves. His prasadam, once in 6 days. Then third month, once in 9 days, water. And fourth month, once in 12 days, only air. Then in fifth month, Guru Maharaj says, too much sense gratification, I am also taking air. So he stopped breathing also. Then 6 months, everything was locked, his body was locked, nothing was functioning. And he captured the Lord within his heart, and Narayan appeared in front of him. So that was the austerity of Dhruva Maharaj. So we also take food not once in 3 days, we take 3 times a day, and that is also opulent food. And Prabhupada said, so we should not eat to satisfy the tongue. We should eat to keep the body and soul together. That is the purpose of eating for the sadhakas, the practitioners of spiritual life. But it's also a very high standard for us, because in Kali Yuga standard is very low. So somehow one day, maybe by Krishna's mercy, we will eat only to keep the body and soul together. But somehow, by Krishna's mercy, that Mahaprasadam is available. Prabhupada said, one of the austerity of the Kali Yuga for the devotees of Krishna consciousness movement is to eat only prasad. That is also difficult for us. We are so much focus to other food, not offered to the Krishna. So that is also difficult. But at least we should eat prasad. Devotees cooking, offering to Krishna, that food we should eat. That is the standard Prabhupada expects. While he is writing the purport of Dhruva Maharaj austerity, he said austerity for the people of Krishna consciousness movement in ISKCON is following four regulative principles very strictly, chanting 16 rounds very sincerely, and eat only Mahaprasad. So that Mahaprasad came by the mercy of Narad Muni, and Lord Jagannath is giving that Mahaprasad very freely and to everyone that was not available in other yugas. So I'll tell a short story how Mahaprasad was manifested in this world. So Narad Muni is very clever, so he went to Vaikuntha planet and started serving. Time was going on, then one day Narad Muni said that I want that boon. What do you want? So Narad Muni said, I want after your husband eats, Narayan eats, whatever is the remnant, please give it to me. After hearing this, the instruction she got from Narayan. So now he is obliged to give the boon also. Narad Muni is asking that Mahaprasad, that remnant. So this day Lakshmiji is sitting in front of Narayan, very morose. And seeing the face of Lakshmiji like that, Narayan got very upset. Why? What happened to you? No, I am in Dharma Sankat. I am in a problem. What problem? No, you told not to give your remnants to anyone, but I have promised Narad Muni to give your remnants. So Narayan said, okay, for one day exception. So as soon as I finish my eating, I will turn my face this side as if I have not seen. Please take my remnants. So Lakshmiji took the remnants and gave it to Narad Muni. So Narad Muni took the remnants, and as soon as he ate that, he was exhibiting love of Godhead. He was mad and dancing and traveling all over the universe, and went to Kailas and met Lord Shiva. And Lord Shiva, after hearing this, he said, so you ate, so where is my Mahaprasad, where is my share? So he said, I forgot, I ate as soon as I got. Then he was very shy that I should have brought something for Lord Shiva. Then Lord Shiva saw that something is there, a little bit of rice at the nail. So he gave it to Lord Shiva. And as soon as Lord Shiva got that, Lord Shiva started dancing like madman and like a Tandava Nitra and a Nitra. Then all the demigods thought, what's happening? It's not the time for devastation. So what happened to Lord Shiva? Then everybody came there along with Parvati. Then Lord Shiva said that I got that Mahaprasad from Narad Muni and I become so static, that's why I was dancing. Then Parvati said, where is my share? I am your wife, I am your good half, so where is my share? Then he said, I forgot. This was very little. As soon as I got, I ate it. Then she became very angry and started performing austerity. Then austerity and the whole austerity was so strong that the whole universe got so much burnt off by the fire of his austerity. All the demigods approached Lord Narayan. Do something. Parvati is doing too much. Then Narayan appeared in front of Parvati and said, what's your problem? No, my husband never gave me prasad of you. So he never gave. I'll give it to you. How much you want? So no, I am the mother of all the living entities of this material world. I am not happy that you'll give it to me only. That should be available to all the living entities of this material world, the earthly planets. So he said, okay, when I appear in Kali Yuga at Lord Jagannath in Nilachal Ram, that Mahaprasad will be available freely to everybody. Not only human beings, even the dogs can eat that Mahaprasad. So that was the mercy of Lord Jagannath and exhibited that mercy to Mahaprasadam. And Prabhupada said, eat, because you are so much fond of eating. I was reading a quote, by eating you will get Krishna. So eating movement. So Prabhupada gave lot of opportunity to purify yourself through Mahaprasad, but that mercy came in this world through Parvati, through Lord Jagannath, to all the living entities. And we are so fortunate that we are freely getting that mercy. So in that way, Lord Jagannath is exhibiting the mood of opulence, mood of sweetness, and mood of mercy at the same time. And in that way, his form is very unique. And especially in this age of Kali, if we take shelter of Lord Jagannath, then our life will be successful. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jagannath Swami ki, Baladev Prabhu ki, Subhadra Devi ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki, Ratha Yatra Mahamahotsav ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.